Well, I actually went down to the auto show last night with a buddy of mine. That was an interesting experience.
Yeah, if I would have known you would have been going down there, I would have went down there too. But I didn't know that. Roger.
Well, that show is a shadow of what it used to actually be. I mean, I remember going down there in high school in the late 80s, and, yeah, you couldn't wait. Everybody was there. It was two full floors. It was crowded. You know, I didn't really like the crowds back then, but, yeah, last night there's people, but it's not crowded. It's one floor, and it's barely one floor because half the floor is taken up by these two auto courses and two off-road courses for the Bronco and the Jeep. So, I mean, those spaces are huge that are taking up giant things because they have to drive the cars around the course there. So it's really kind of like 25% of what it used to be, and a bunch of OEMs are missing. Like, there's no Mercedes, there's no Nissan, there's no Hyundai, there's a whole bunch of OEMs. BMW's missing, there's a whole bunch of OEMs missing. Honda, Acura, they're not, like, what is going on? How much can it cost these OEMs? One of my major customers is Honda. I'm like, how much can it cost you to go to the auto show for, you know, what is that, maybe $100,000, maybe $50,000, you know, I don't know, but how much can it cost to really represent yourself in a minimal fashion, but just not being there, just, I don't know, man, seems, yeah, I don't know what happened to that show.
You know what, there's two things. They may be because it was not in January, it was in the summer, and people didn't know that. And the second thing is that the companies, you know, like GM and all those, Mercedes and all that, you know what I mean? Because everything is so expensive, you know, and they would not go for that yet. Roger, WRUG 488.